group. And the Brazilian president, Michel Temer, has denied authorizing illicit payments to a possible witness in a corruption scandal.
Yes, recordings presented to prosecutors in a trial involving Brazil's biggest meat packing firm suggest that Mr. Temer told the head of the company to keep paying hush money to a jailed politician. Pablo Ochoa from BBC Brazil told me more about the allegations.
It's been revealed that the president was taped by a businessman, giving his green light for this businessman to send some money to a very powerful politician called Eduardo Cunha, who was at some point the president of the lower house of Congress, for him to keep his secrets and basically don't reveal the schemes of corruption that allegedly were going on involving the current sitting president at the moment.
Does this mean Michel Temer is going to have to go?
Well, he could potentially, if those allegations are proven true. So far, what we have is the information from the police confirming that this was done. And obviously, the president says that he never gave the green light to such schemes. The problem is there's a lot of pressure on him now, because we have to go back perhaps a year and remember that we had one president who was impeached about a year ago following corruption allegations. The impeachment itself wasn't for corruption, but the corruption schemes built the atmosphere in which he was impeached. And a lot of people said then that it wouldn't really change much, because corruption would still be in government, in power, with Michel Temer. And if this is proven to be a smoking gun, then we will go back to that process again of political upheaval.
Now, you mentioned the previous president, Dilma Rousseff, had to go amid these allegations of corruption. Her predecessor, Lula, is also facing allegations at the moment. There's possibility that he might make a return if he is cleared of those. What do Brazilians think of their political class at the moment?
Well, I think Brazilians will be deeply disappointed, really, with the politicians. Wherever you look, left, centre or right, you have politicians implicated in very serious corruption scandals. What that's doing is reinforcing the anti-politics discourse in Brazil. We have elections next year. It's really difficult to find out, to guess at this point, who's going to be politically alive and able to run or in jail or free to walk out.
Pablo Ochoa.